When you get a prophetic word and you're working through the prophetic word that you've been given, first off, you have to get a copy of this recording because you won't remember 90% of what we just said. And the part that you do remember, you'll remember it wrong. Then you type or write it out in detail, word for word. So when Don said something four times, he repeated himself four times, said the same word four times, you write it out four times. Because there's a purpose in that. God didn't just repeat himself because he was wondering what to say next. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, it is established. So often God will say something two, three, four times to let you know, this is a done deal, guys. So write out every word. Point number three, do not immediately make any major decisions based on the word. Don't sell your house and go to Africa maybe 3 years from now or 30 years. You test the prophetic word, and this is how you test it. Does the prophecy edify, exhort, and console, or build up, stir up, and cheer up? What is the spirit behind the prophecy? Is the word in agreement with God's written word? Does the word exalt Jesus Christ? What is the fruit in the life of the person giving the prophetic word? And Don and I are well known by all of you. We've been here for years. Does the Holy Spirit bear witness that the word is true? So you're looking for that inner, yes, this is okay feeling. Does the prophecy display the character of Christ? In other words, was it loving and caring and accepting? What part of my life is this prophecy speaking to? So those are the tests, and those are the verses you back up the test with. Number five, you make an appointment with your leader or your pastor for input and counsel, always. You always submit it to the leadership of the church. Number six, understand that the word expresses your potential, your possibilities, probable opportunities, and it's an invitation from God to embrace your future. Look, if you do nothing with this, it's not going to happen. God is showing you your opportunity, your potential. He's inviting you to do this. And if you don't do anything with the word, it won't happen. And you'll come back and say, it was a false prophecy and you're a false prophet. One, I'm not a prophet, I'm an apostle. And two, it ain't a false prophecy, you're a lazy Christian. You need to do something with it if you're going to enter into what God is offering you as a potential. Number seven, pray over the word, do your share to adjust to God's will for you. And then you'll have to do warfare with the word, and don't let the devil steal the word, because the Bible talks in Matthew 13 of that. Paul said to Timothy, stir up the word that you received by the laying on of hands of the presbytery. That's when you get two or three of us together and prophesy over you. That's a presbytery. But you have to stir the word up. Activate it. Number 10, guard the good deposit. Don't let somebody talk you out of it. Review the word frequently. If you go to my desk, behind my desk and on a shelf, there's about 5 feet of binders full of prophetic words that have all come to pass in my life. But on my desk is a small binder with about 20 words that are still coming to pass. They're not finished yet. And so every week I take them out and I read them through. I remind myself of what God has spoken. Number 12, continue to meet the minimum conditions. These may not have been stated in your prophetic word, but they are conditions. Jesus has to be your Lord and Savior. You have to be obeying the Bible and all the God-breathed instructions in it. You should be faithful, obedient, consistent, dependable, and persevering. You should endure suffering, persecution, trials, and tests, and do it with joy. Count it all joy. Make your election and calling sure on a daily basis. Be filled and remain filled with the Holy Spirit and walk in fellowship with other believers. Walk in the light you already have and pursue the will of God passionately, living the Christian life. Those will never be stated in your prophetic word. Those are all assumed because those are basic to the Christian life. And then number 13, start fulfilling the conditions. If God said, you have 3 months, take some extra time in the morning or something, then take some extra time in the morning. And then keep on believing God. It may take longer to happen than you think. So you have to believe God. So those are the things you need to do after the prophetic word. You do nothing, the word will not come to pass, ever. stuff works, because I see it work, and that's why I keep going back to the same places. So let's pray together, and then we'll stop.